let's jump right in with your first film. This is a documentary done by a Seattle filmmaker about her father, who she never knew. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so The Invisible Father debuted at Local Sightings Film Festival this past year in 2020, and it was made by local filmmaker Therese Casper, and it's basically about her journey getting to know her famous artistic poet dad that she didn't really know growing up and sort of had to piece together through archival footage and like other people's stories about him.
Growing up without a father probably had a bigger impact on me than I realized. I wanted to learn more about my father, and I felt the best way to do that was from those who actually knew him and appreciated his films and poetry.
So when you say famous father, how was he famous, and did she know that this was her father the whole time?
Yeah, it was just like one of those where I think it just wasn't a close relationship growing up, and famous in terms of like he was friends with Andy Warhol and was like part of like that New York scene at that time and was an experimental filmmaker as well. So I think growing up, she didn't grow up with him directly as much, but as she got older, came to know him and understand him more through his work.
All right, well, let's hear about another one of your favorite Northwest-produced films from 2020 by making the smooth transition from documentary to martial arts comedy, and a film that took, I believe, 6 years to make.
If not longer. I think it's a film that director Baotran had been trying to make for many, many years and went through many struggles with, you know, Hollywood funding, independent film funding, and people not really understanding for a long time that there could be an independent kung fu feature narrative film with three people of color as sort of lead kung fu action heroes.
Can you please teach me kung fu?
No.
Teach me kung
no.
fu. Please.
No, ho ho.
The name of the movie is The Paper Tigers, and the reason it's named that is it's basically about like three sort of washed up aging former martial arts students who need to get revenge on the death of their master, but they've since kind of aged out and are like sort of deadbeats and need to get back in shape to be able to do that.
One of the reviews I read about it said that it's, I imagine Bruce Lee gets out of shape and he's in his 40s.
Yeah. You know, I don't think Bruce Lee would have ever let himself go so much, but yeah, if one could imagine that.
Another one of your favorite locally produced films from the last year features a main character that seems to have her hands full. She has a lot going on.
Yeah, so Barufa is actually made by a Portland filmmaker, and it's all shot on 16mm. It's kind of a polarizing film, but I loved it. It's one of those films where every scene just goes on forever. It follows a sort of undocumented immigrant family and what happens when there's sort of some family turmoil when she discovers that her husband has a second family, but like still not necessarily like wanting to let go or making the decision of whether or not to let go of it. But yeah, it's one of those films where some people are like, I don't understand why I'm watching this. It's so boring. But then other people who like it just find it to be like endlessly fascinating despite the incredibly long takes.
Yeah, that's actually one of the things that I noticed from just the trailer for this film is that it doesn't have any dialogue. There's no music and there's no like voiceover. It just sort of cuts back and forth between like this sort of beautiful scenery and a couple of the characters are sort of staring off, seemingly contemplating something. And you don't see that very often in a trailer, but I found that I really wanted to know what was going on and what they were thinking.
I just like the fact that the director is really Roland Dahwin. It's just, they have their vision and it's just very uncompromising about that. And it's not about like satisfying someone's specific palate other than their own. And I can appreciate that.
Yeah. Vivian Hua is executive director of the Northwest Film Forum. Vivian, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Kevin. It was a pleasure.